Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, boy, if I had... Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but it's been a crazy few days. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
And this is Doug Loves Movies!
That's going to be the new thing, is I'm going to try to say it and throw you guys off. I'm going to be like, my name is Doug, and I love movies! And then see how good you are then. We're going to eat! Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, April 8th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day Afternoon. Eugene, Oregon. I am doing my fourth annual award-winning 421 show at Wow Hall, the Woodsman of the World Hall, on the day after 420. Yes, that's when 421 falls, Doug. Nice, good writing. Los Angeles. I am presenting Boogie Nights, the great motion picture Boogie Nights, at CineFamily on May 1st as part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival. Cinefamily.org for tickets to see that with me and something with Kathy Griffin and something with somebody else I can't remember. It's an awesome festival. Thank you to everyone who came out to see me in Miami, Los Angeles, and Dallas this past weekend. I will be back to all three soon, one of them right now. It's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie is Captain America, The Winter Soldier, starring past and future Douglas movies drunk Chris Evans. And the number two movie is Noah, starring Baron Emily Watson. I mean, her character is Baron. I don't know about her personally. I don't watch a lot of TMZ. Anyway, one is a made-up story based on a made-up story, and the other is based on a real comic book. So watch Captain America, not Noah. This has been Watch This, Not That, America edition. I just did At Midnight with Chris Hardwick, and don't tell anybody, but I won, and that'll be on tonight, and people will listen to this tomorrow, and they will have watched it or not. But they always give you fun treats, and this time it's a box full of Yummy Cupcakes. That's the name of the company that made them, Yummy Cupcakes. And then also, I was like the guy jumping on the grenade. But it's just a tiny water bottle. The prize bag is also going to include the bag itself is a nice bag that says Parahoy, Paramore Cruise on it, and if you fold it up, there's a little thing inside there, and you can get this bag into this tiny other little bag, and you can just walk around knowing that you have a bag that's ready to go and be a regular size bag, but it's tiny until that time. So that'll be exciting to have that. And then just a bunch of crazy-ass movies in the bag. I'm very excited about this panel, and I'm dying to get them out here. I hope they're all... It was kind of craziness backstage, so I hope they're all assembled and ready to go. Of course, Gateway Doug will be in the bag, and I'm recording Gateway Doug 2 Forced Fun in a couple weeks, and hopefully that'll be out soon. And then Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And also, I got to give out, and I'll probably say it tonight, apologies to Put Your Hands Together t-shirt. Which you can get at DougLovesShirts.com. Now, please help me in giving. Where's my... Oh, please. Such a big show. Please help me in welcoming Sam Levine, Pat Healy, Sarah Paxton, and Kristen Bell.
Please, I'm here all the time. That's really not necessary. Thank you.
Oh, Sam. such a scamp.
I'm a scamp.
Let's get it out of the way. Sam the Ma'am Levine is here.
Oh, thank you.
A.K.A. Little Wolverine.
Yeah.
And he just continues to just bring shit from his closet.
Yep. We are nearing the
stuff
end.
He has at home, and he brought for us tonight the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Thank you.
People, gotta love a crowd that's excited about that.
Yep.
And the Animatrix on DVD. Or is this... No, yeah, I was going to say, is this VHS? No, it's DVD. Yeah.
That's the re-gift that keeps on re-gifting.
I liked it, though, when I saw it.
Me, too. It's not the worst thing, but...
No, it's not. It's better than parts 2 or 3 of The Matrix. So that's not bad. But thank you for being here. You're the ongoing winner, of course, and we'll see what happens tonight if you get to come back next week.
All right.
First-time guest, Kristen Bell is here, everybody. Because Frozen needs some publicity. People, the word needs to get out about Frozen. So there's a copy, she brought a copy of it, and she wants whoever wins to show it to everybody they know.
Please, you guys,
because this
you
movie
mind.
Needs a break. It's really gone poorly. Thank you for being here for the first time. You look scared.
I am a little scared.
Don't be.
I know, but my palms are sweating, so I'd like to
stop. You did improv on this very stage with our friend Ben Schwartz and Don Cheadle. That's got to be the scariest improv ever.
No, that's what I felt like my safety net was.
Because he was in the same boat as you.
Well, yeah, and because he's Don Cheadle. Like, you just can't go wrong ever with him.
Yeah, just stand behind him. What could possibly happen to
exactly.
you if you're standing behind Don Cheadle? You brought, in addition to Frozen, a copy of a fun movie that you did with your... What's the marriage situation? You're in.
It happened last October. Yeah, we did it.
Well, because you did it. You waited till gay people could get married.
We waited till... equality was respected, America. And we did it a couple days after that, yeah. It's legal. I can't get out of it. I don't think I can get out of it very easily, if that's what you're asking.
I love that you're both so talented and funny, but also are an activist couple, because between that, I know, right? Sounds terrible
it's
to
so
say.
Annoying. But, it's so annoying. Even I think it's
But funny. I don't want paparazzi taking pictures of babies I'm never going to have. So I appreciate what you've done.
Let's protect your
never
babies.
For the babies I'm not going to have. Seriously, protect them. I'm going to introduce them together because they want to play as a team tonight, and I don't blame them because they've been a great team in two motion pictures called The Innkeepers and Cheap Thrills. And they are Sarah Paxton and Pat Healy, you guys.
Hello.
They brought a really sexy poster and this one. That is so horrifying, Pat.
I think it's sweet.
At least it was shot quickly, so you probably only had all this on you for like a day or two.
Only 12 hours.
Or okay, so, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Somebody had their nose in the pie. That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Sarah Paxton, thank you so much for being here. First time guest on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I've seen this movie three times. I've done a bunch of events with all the other fellas, the fellas in that
the
movie.
Fellas.
And you've never been present, and I've been disappointed every time.
I'm sorry.
But it's great to finally have you on one of my shows.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and this movie, so Pat talked you into doing it? Because it's super dark, and her character does some messed up shit. And yeah, and there's bugs in here for some reason. Sorry about that.
Wait, Kristen, am I allowed to kill a bug?
What do you mean?
No. What did he do to you? He's just existing.
So. All right.
And he's mine, so don't touch him.
Flying away like that Forrest Gump feather. Just.
Did you get talked into it by Pat?
I did, yeah. Pat, I was really scared because I was playing a soulless psycho bitch person, and Pat and I, we hump in the movie, and I love Pat, but Pat's like my brother, and I was...
Humper alert.
Spoiler alert, we hump, and I was a little nervous, and Pat called me, and, you know...
Let's hump. No. It wasn't like that. That was the thing we looked forward to the least, and it was probably the least fun thing that we did. And if you see the movie, you know why. It's pretty non-erotic.
I
okay, if
him.
You say so.
Dude over my left shoulder when you said that went,
yeah, right.
You guys brought a ton of posters. Can we just like throw them at people
in
the crowd?
What we did was we signed a bunch that we are in. And then there's a few of our co-stars, Dave Koechner and Ethan Embry in here as well. So yes. Yes for them.
All four of you are so great in that movie, and if it wasn't a dark comedy, it would win a ton of awards.
Oh, and Dave is in Hit and Run as well, isn't he?
He is. Yes.
Yeah.
He is.
He's all over the place. So.
Yeah. Well, we also have a mini Pulse reunion at the end of the table.
We sure do.
Because Sam Levine and Kristen Bell were in Pulse together.
And Veronica Mars, although we shared no scenes together.
That's correct. That's
right. How did you fit into the plot, Sam? Were you like a guy who looks like he's in high school but isn't?
College.
Oh, season three.
Season three. Here we go.
Yeah. And also a Sydney White reunion.
Yes,
with Sarah Paxton.
Been in a movie together as well.
Ooh,
that's
Sydney
right.
White. Right.
And we were on a television show that was quickly canceled, starring Andy Richter, called Quintuplets. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And now that you mention those things, let's get the dirt on Andy Richter.
Yeah. So much Nazi memorabilia, it would make you sick.
But was
he
that
literally
girl,
drives around in Hitler's old car.
Was that Sydney White girl? Was she crazy yet when you guys worked with her?
No.
She's a nice, normal girl,
she's
right?
She's a nice girl.
God damn.
You be nice.
I try, but I want her to, you know, you got to be mean for her to get better. Or you got to hope she gets on a show with Oprah. Like, that's helping Lindsay in any way at all.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it is, Sam. Thank you for helping me to move on.
Yes.
You were in Jobs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody saw that movie.
No.
So I feel bad. Like Pat Healy here, he's in Captain America Winter Soldier.
That's great! That did almost as well as Jobs.
Has anyone seen
it?
Yeah, people have seen it. Yeah. $100 million.
I play scientist number one.
Best scientist. Do you have like Judah Friedlander's hat on or something? Or?
I wish.
Do we know the other scientists?
The other scientist is Ed Brubaker, who's the creator of The Winter Soldier, the comic book.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're number one.
I'm the one with the lines.
He's no actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're propping him up. You had to work hard.
Yeah, well.
You were acting for two.
And then, you know, propping up this Redford fella.
Oh. You know. So your scene is with Redford?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. Did he say if he saw Cheap Thrills or not?
He hadn't seen it yet.
Available on VOD or in select theaters?
It wasn't out yet.
No, I'm saying now. Trying to plug it.
Oh, I should call him. Yeah, yeah. No, he says Robert Redford says he loves Cheap Thrills and he wants you to see it, preferably at one of his Sundance cinemas. Any major cities.
I heard it's the first thing he watched after he survived having to fix that boat.
That's right.
Out at sea.
He lost his hearing in one ear, but he wanted to see Cheap Thrills. That was his only wish.
Well, right on. And I'd be remiss without saying that the Veronica Mars movie is available on your television at home and probably still in some theaters. AMC theaters. It was exclusive to AMC, I believe.
Was it?
I think so.
I think so, too.
That's where I went, and I loved it because it's like, for those of you who don't know, it's like the TV show had a whole extra bonus episode. Like, it doesn't miss a beat. It just feels like the TV show, but it's 90 minutes long. And I was a little sad that the theme song doesn't play normal style at the beginning, but it is in the movie. Right?
Yeah, it is in the movie. Yeah. And we
I
had
love that Dandy Warhol song, though.
Oh, it's the best. And we had like a contest of people submitting their version of it, and that guy won, the street performer that plays it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool, you know, it's a fun little switcheroony, but I was like, I still want to hear it.
Yeah, it's a good tune. It's a good tune.
I want to hear that damn tune. Let's give out these Cheap Thrills posters.
Yeah,
let's just hand them to people. If you've seen it, come up and take a poster.
Here,
that's
four.
A good system.
Those are signed.
Nobody's coming up.
Those are signed.
Yeah, they're signed and everything.
The
yeah,
ones with Sarah Mayer signed. Come on, you animals. Those are not signed.
It's all men. Oh, there's
here,
a lady.
Grab a couple. Here.
It's mostly men. Just jump up here.
Take a number. Giving them
they're
away.
Really neat posters for a really neat movie.
They are, and they are limited editions, too. So they're not, they're for sale on the website of drafthousefilms.com, but they're selling out.
And
so.
All the money goes to charity. It's a charity that pays people to do dares.
Yeah.
And,
to dip their balls in sriracha sauce.
Or have sex with Pat Healy.
Yeah.
Is one of the dares.
It's a dare.
In the film. How are we doing on time? All right, we're doing okay. Sam, you all right?
I'm great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I asked you backstage to explain to everybody
about the name tags.
What's going to happen
did.
With that?
And
so
I did.
Nobody will be confused.
There will be no confused
nobody
faces.
Nobody will read anything out loud that they're not supposed to.
Nope.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let the games begin.
Audience members brought name tags. Some might just hold up the posters they were just given. but everybody, please go and select a name tag of who you'd like to play for. And Sarah and Pat, just pick one because you'll play for as a team.
Let's go. I can't see that well.
What Sarah else? And Pat are going to play as a team to try to take down the indomitable force that is Sam the Man Levine. And while they pick their name tags, we'll be right back after this. We're back!
Okay!
Yay! So you guys picked out some name tags. Let me see if I can get my phone going and vine this stuff for all the people that wonder what the name tags look like that were chosen. I should have prepared it earlier, but that's how it works. Who are you playing for, Pat and Sarah?
Is this Pat?
Yes.
So this is Pat.
Oh, so you're playing for someone named Pat.
Yeah.
That's clever.
And it's a Pat world, which that's my name and also one of my favorite movies. It's a mad world. So this is really cool. Very
Mickey
clever.
Rooney just passed away.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Yeah,
he's dead like everyone else in the movie is now.
Right? Who's still alive? Is anybody
Jonathan
still
Winters
alive?
Died recently. Dick Shawn is dead. Spencer Tracy, long gone. Sid Caesar just
They're
died.
All dead.
Phil
They're
Silver's all dead.
Sid Caesar
Terry
just
Thomas
died.
Terry Thomas is dead. Durante is dead. Jerry Lewis has a cameo.
Terry
He's still
Thomas
kicking.
Has got to be dead.
Terry Thomas is dead. Ed Rochester from Jack Benny is dead.
Ethel Merman
Peter
is dead.
Falk is dead.
Dorothy Provine's dead.
Maybe Edie Adams is still alive? I think Edie Adams is still alive.
She might be the sole survivor.
Oh, man.
It's weird how many of them died.
Jerry Lewis is in it, too.
Yeah, he has a cameo. Alive. He's still alive.
Okay, so that was a gross game. Hey,
Cheap Trills.
Who are you playing for, Kristen?
I'm playing for Betsy.
Yeah, let me see it.
Is this a snapshot? It's okay. It was. Who?
No, I'm vining. I'm vining it.
Okay.
And who's Betsy? What's she do? What's her name tag?
It's a DVD. Well, Betsy's the thief, I believe, because this is a DVD that belongs to Hollywood Video.
No, they close, you keep. That's how that
it's
works.
It's belonged to Hollywood Video.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Let the Right One In, which is one of my favorite movies. It's a Danish movie, I think. I think it's Danish.
It might be an eclair.
Swedish.
So what? How did she get her name into the title?
Let the Right Betsy In.
Let the Right Betsy In. All right. Good job, Betsy. And Sam, who you playing for?
I'm playing for And Jean. Freaks and Geeks and Jean.
All right. That's going to make a nice vine. All right. So Sam, of course, is our returning winner. But with all these new players involved, I thought...
Buddy Hackett is also dead. Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't want to throw that out there.
Sorry.
I didn't want to pile on.
Not him.
Eddie Rochester Anderson is also dead.
Long dead, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you think of another one, just jump right in.
Okay.
It'll be a fun game for the rest of the show.
Okay. Ethel Merman.
It's a big cast. I said her already. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to determine who goes first by just kind of a toss-up little game. And our friend of Mark Wahlberg couldn't be here this week, but
wow.
I know. He's got something else to do. He's promoting Transformers or something. But
the factory making those Mark bars.
I would still like to play a pre-recorded Doing Lines with Mark.
How you guys doing? You want to do some lines?
Yes.
Play that one more time just because it's great.
How you guys doing? You want to do some lines?
All right, so the object of this game is... Have your microphones ready. Everybody's eligible to play. Comedians sit with the microphones as close to their mouth as possible, ready all the entire time, and actors go. I love it. Okay. All right. So there was a mix-up, and I'll explain it afterwards. But I think you'll still be able to get the movie. This is from the trailer of a movie and not from the actual movie. First person who knows it, just yell it into your microphone. Here we go.
That's no blizzard. That's my sister.
Frozen.
That's no
right.
What was it?
That's Kristen Bell's line Frozen. In Frozen, but in the trailer only.
Oh, shit.
Right?
It was only in the trailer.
I assumed it was in the movie because they play it in every commercial I see of it.
You're damn right they do.
Yeah. I assumed it's in the movie because I just saw the movie the one time and didn't remember if you said that or not. And so I told Mark to say it, and I thought it would be a lot of fun to see if you were the first one to guess the right answer.
First. Well, I'm now recognizing the rules of the game, so now I would have even been quicker had I known that someone else was going to say it.
Oh, I loved it. I loved your slow reaction time and everyone else not having any idea. Because I'm pretty sure none of them have children. All my comedian friends who have children, it's their children's favorite movie and their favorite movie. Like, they will not shut the fuck up about it. If I get no other message out today, it's shut the fuck up about Frozen. Veronica Mars, Cheap Thrills... Whatever the fuck Sam's doing. This is like anti-promotion for your projects.
I know.
Doug Benson just yelled at us
like
about
to
it.
Say my niece loves Frozen.
And you love it with her?
Well, yes. And Kristen very sweetly recorded a message for her as her character backstage.
I just wanted to do say anything like
you.
That.
It was so sweet.
That's no
I
message.
Hope I'm not
That's my
the door
sister.
For you, that you do that for everyone, but it was really special and. It's going to make her either cry or crap her pants. Thank you, Kristen.
Yes, thank you, Kristen. You get to go first in this next game, and it's called ABCD's Nuts. And we haven't played it in a while. In honor of Veronica Mars, that's what we're going to spell. The way this works is we're going to spell the title of Veronica Mars one at a time. It sounds very easy, but it's amazing how tripped up people can get by it. We're going to start with you. You get the letter V. And then we're just going to go to Sam, Pat, and I'll tell you the letter before you have to do it, but then you just have to name the first movie you can think of that begins with that letter.
Okay.
And if you match what I've written down already, out of all the movies ever made, then you win automatically. Gotcha. And it has happened.
Damn
gotta,
right.
You just got to get in my mindset. I apologize for not getting you guys high before the show. V is your letter. Any movie that begins with the letter V, Kristen.
Right, but you have to specify it must begin with that letter. It can't be like, it can't start with the letter A or the word the. So The Godfather for G wouldn't work.
I usually bring that up when it happens because it might not. Okay. But let's go.
Yeah.
Any movie that begins with letter V, Kristen.
V. Was there a movie called Voyager? Maybe Voyage? Sounds like it could have happened.
This is really that hard for you.
Let me explain something to you. When you have a baby, your brain gets unplugged for like 2 years. So I will see you guys in 12 months.
I would be happy to have you back post-baby brain damage.
If I can recover. But the reality is, I don't have the best recall.
I would have let you get away with it if you just said Veronica Mars. But...
Oh, my God. I should go, guys.
Wait, no, please stay. Book of Mormon isn't until 8 o'clock. Oh, that's these guys. So they've got tickets to Book... Sarah's got tickets to Book of Mormon, you guys. So, yeah. It's a great show, but it's fucking up my show right now.
I'll stay here with you.
Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Pat's going to stay.
Veronica Mars.
It's too late. You're not out. We'll give you. You'll get one more turn when it comes back around. Sam, give me a V movie.
V for Vendetta.
Very good. That one just screams to be chosen.
Don't look so smart.
Because it's V for Vendetta.
No, that wasn't anywhere near as smug as I can be on this thing.
I went with Vertigo.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because it was filmed in San Francisco, partially, and I will be there performing at Cobb's Comedy Club on April 19th.
Very nice.
All right, Sam. All right, no, I'm sorry. Pat and Sarah together, anything that begins with the letter E.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, it does.
Bethany.
Nice.
Good job.
I was
going
to say Ernest Goes to Camp.
You guys are both, maybe you shouldn't be a team. You're both so good. I said Evil Dead 2. Because it was filmed in North Carolina, and I'll be in Raleigh and Charlotte and Asheville this weekend.
Bro.
Asheville.
Yeah. Asheville.
Yeah.
Get it? Evil Dead 2 fans?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's name is Ash in the movie.
Nicely explained.
Now I'm an asshole.
Kristen, you get the letter R. Just knock it out of the park.
Roadhouse.
There you go.
Yes!
I went with Risky Business because it was filmed in Chicago, and I will be at Zany's in Chicago on May 4th. Sam?
Orange County.
Orange County. That's a good one. I'll be there. I said Office Space because it was shot in Austin, Texas, where I'll be on May 17th. There's no place I'm not going, you guys. The letter is N.
Take it away, Pat.
Go for it, Pat.
Nothing But Trouble.
Oh.
Nice.
I like the answer. Do not like that movie.
Who does?
But I like the answer.
Vulcanvania.
I, of course, went with Not Another Teen Movie.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah, starring Sam Levine.
Ah. And where was that filmed, Doug? Will you be there?
What's that?
Where was that filmed? Will you be there anytime soon?
No.
You'll be there every Tuesday.
I'm not performing on a studio lot or wherever you did it. Where'd you do it?
Part of it here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you go. Theater. All right, Kristen, your letter is I. Any movie that begins with I.
Inception.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were going to say it. Inglourious Bastards, starring Sam Levine.
Terrible.
Sam, your letter is C.
Clear and Present Danger.
Oh, that's a good one, but I went with Compliance, starring Pat Healy. A, you guys.
Yeah,
A.
A. A, American Hustle.
Yeah.
That's
you're good
a.
at this.
Yeah, I can spell.
I went with Astro Boy featuring the voice of Kristen Bell. We got a few letters left. You guys seeing how this works?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's picking movies we're in.
M, who's up next? Is it Kristen? For M, yeah.
Nope.
M. 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 M.
M.
Do you? Or any M. You won't get thrown out if you say any movie that begins with M.
Yeah, coming up blank. Hold on.
And it was called 8 Mile, not M&M the movie.
Mary Poppins!
Yes! There you go.
Woo! Pat, so
what was it?
What, Magnolia? Is
that yeah, Magnolia.
I thought
yeah.
You could have just said M.
Yeah, that's true. Pat Healy plays a pharmacist in Magnolia.
I play 2 pharmacists in Magnolia.
Wait, what? They put you like in a different outfit?
Yeah, I played the pharmacist in the very beginning of the movie.
The black and white flashback about the 3 guys with similar names that got killed.
I played the pharmacist later that Julianne Moore chews my ass out.
I had no idea. I gotta go watch it again. All 3
acclaimed dual roles
of it. A for you.
It's me. I'm gonna take a real shot in the dark here.
Okay.
Little film called Aquamarine.
I should have done that, but I went with Airport 1975.
Yeah, see, you violated the rules of your own game.
That's probably what I would have said.
Well, because I'm going to be in Salt Lake City on April 17th, and that's where the plane emergency lands at the end.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
The stewardess is flying the plane.
Yeah.
R.
Yeah, you guys, teammates.
You got this.
She's just tossing it to you, dude.
Oh, my goodness. I just went blank. How do I go blank?
Anything with an R.
Yeah.
Ratatouille.
There you go. How do you feel about this team thing, Sam?
I'm on board with it.
Okay.
I think they work very well together. I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
I chose Rocky because I'm going to be in Philadelphia on May 8th. S, Kristen. You can do it.
Serendipity. Didn't see that coming.
That's correct. That's correct. But you could have said Spartan, Safety Not Guaranteed, and Scream 4, all of which you were in. And we don't have a winner. Got to play one more game. We got 11 minutes to do it. This game is called the Seth Rogen game. A.K.A. Last Man Stanton. And I apologize because it's tougher than the last game. Kristen's going to get to go first, and then we'll go to our team over here, and then to Sam. And we need, who should we get from the audience to help us out with this? I need an actor or actress or director with a pretty large body of work. Raise your hand if you got a good one. This guy right here.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Interesting. I think I said large body of work, but we'll just have to work with the probably like 15 films he's done. That's a lot. He's worked a lot. So, Kristen, you go first. Name any Christian Bale movie.
Out of the Furnace.
Yes. Keep it current. Team Cheap Thrills.
Rescue Dawn,
mm-mm,
which I appeared in.
That's how it's done.
Cheap Trolls.
Were you in a movie with him, Sam?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
American Hustle.
Yes.
I like to think of it. Merkin
Hustle. Mentioned already tonight, yeah.
Merkin Hustle.
All right.
That's right. I said Merkin Hustle. Look it up.
Want to say one?
Oh, no, we're back to Kristen, aren't we? Wait,
yep.
Isn't that the order? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Batman.
Full title, please.
The Batman.
That's not my sister. That's the Batman.
There's a full title.
How you guys doing? Unfortunately, there was a film called Batman, but that was Michael Keaton played Batman in that movie, and Christian Bale was in Batman Begins.
Give me a break. Everybody knows it's the Batman movie.
Yeah, yeah. Batman Night and Batman Rises. Batman Night's my favorite. All right, well, you know, you almost convinced me, but you're out.
She began Batman Begins. She began to say Batman Begins. Forget it. I'll tell you later.
She began the began?
Yeah.
You guys are up. Team Cheap Thrills.
Little Women?
Good one.
Wow.
Very nice.
I don't even know if I knew he was in that.
Yes.
Just let it go. Yeah. He's in it.
Sam?
The Batman, or the Dark Knight?
Why do you have to rub it in?
Because
it's first time on the show.
Because we're old pals.
No, that's true.
And I adore her.
Pulse pals. What did Leonard give Pulse, Sam?
Not a good review. No.
Was it a 2-star?
I think it was 2, maybe 2.5.
I think one of the lines in his review is, it's scary to me.
He doesn't like the genre.
He doesn't like scary shit, yeah.
We lost him before the first frame.
All right, we're giving Sarah and Pat too much time to think. What do you got?
Was it our turn?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, crap.
He just said Dark Knight.
Oh, American Psycho.
Yes.
The Dark Knight Rises.
of course.
Is Kristen not playing anymore?
No, it's just...
Oh, she's out.
Oh, she's
out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. That's where I got confused.
I mean, she could be on your team if you want.
If she wants.
Yeah. I'm not really going to add anything. I'm kind of dead weight.
So it's our turn again?
But I'm a lot of fun.
Is it our turn again?
We would love to have you on.
Yeah, it's on you again.
Newsies.
Oh, yes.
It's my Mussolini wave for you.
Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. Young Christian Bale. We just knocked them both out. I think he was in something even before Empire of the Sun.
Harsh Times.
No.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Oh. Is it?
It is.
David Ayer.
Yeah.
Oh, the same guy who did End of Watch.
End of Watch,
oh,
yeah.
I love that movie.
And he wrote the Batman. It's true, didn't he?
All right, Sam.
Yeah. Terminator.
Oh, that's David
Salvation.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to screw up.
Oh,
say Judgment 2. Terminator 2. Salvation. Okay.
The Fighter.
Yes.
Academy Award winning performance.
Blam. Mm-hmm.
Sam. Mm.
Let's see.
We're getting them all, I think.
Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
There was that one he did where he was like, hey.
You know, I forgot about that one. I forgot about that one.
What's the one where he yelled at everybody?
That was Terminator,
that was Terminator Salvation. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Shut the
you
fuck up.
You want to trash your fucking lights, man?
Ryan, let's get good for you. Get that sound bite, and whenever somebody wins a game, we'll play it.
Someone made a YouTube video of a mashup of a confusion between me and Christian Bale, and it's an announcer going, starring Christian Bale and Christian Bale. And it is so funny, and even I can acknowledge how funny it is. It's cute.
All right, you're back in the game. Any movie with Christian Bale?
But Sam didn't go yet.
Okay, Sam.
Swing Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Was that, you think that was his first one?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, Empire of the Sun.
No, Empire of the Sun was his first, yeah.
Did they make a sequel to American Psycho?
They did, but he ain't in it.
Oh.
Mila Kunis
is. I just thought of one. Okay, so.
I got one.
Yeah, that's probably the same one.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
No, it's Kristen's turn.
Kristen.
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't think. It's just a blank slate. It's really nice in here, but it's dead as can be.
Anything else Christian Bale might have been in?
Nope.
Okay. You're out again. Think of another anecdote.
I have one. Do you have one?
Yeah,
yeah, please.
The Machinist.
Oh! Hey.
Right.
AKA
yeah.
Hard to watch because he looks.
Yeah,
so
it was so worth it that he did that.
An apple and a pack of cigarettes a day was his diet.
Oh.
An apple and a pack of cigarettes a day?
He was not eating at all when I worked with him either.
My diet is I smoke out of an apple.
A little film.
So, what do you got, Sam?
Rain of Fire.
Oh,
yeah.
dinosaurs.
One of the great, no, the dragons.
Dragons.
McConaughey
flying dinosaurs. I apologize. Don't bother the corrections department. Yeah, that was a good one.
This is all you, Pat.
So, what do you got?
I know. I think it's a television movie, though.
Oh, well, you could take your chances, but if it's a TV movie,
oh,
I
know.
Will not accept it.
I know a theatrical movie they use.
Okay, what?
The Secret Agent.
What's that?
It's a movie with Bob Hoskins and Christian Bale.
Can anyone confirm?
It's a British
Sounds
movie.
Right, one person says.
Anybody want to IMDb it?
Bob Hoskins is in it? I think that might be the case, is that it's a movie they made for BBC or some shit.
That's a theatrical release. Robin Williams is in it, I believe.
What? What Secret kind of Agent? Weirdo movie are you making up?
I believe it's a Patricia Highsmith book.
Oh, yeah, Doug, he's correct.
I got to go.
They got it in the booth. He's correct.
I got to go.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Sarah Paxton, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's one more of her posters up for grabs. So one last creep that wants... Oh, a nice lady. Come on over here.
Doug, I got one.
Okay.
Pocahontas.
Oh.
Whoa.
All right, Pat.
All right, this
coming down to it
is a television movie.
Well, don't say it then.
Really?
I will not allow it.
Okay.
Pick an actual Christian Bale movie. I've thought of one. You got another one, Sam?
I got one.
Do you have one, Kristen?
Nope.
I hope I have this title right. I think I do. The Flowers of War.
You want to look that up in the booth? Just give us a second. Sounds phony to me. But I
that is correct.
Oh! What year was that?
Last year, right?
2011.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So like an indie movie that didn't get much attention?
It was Zhang Yimou or one
Chinese.
Of those big directors directed it.
Oh. I don't know why one person thought me saying Chinese was so funny. But I'll take it. I'll take any laughs I can get. Sam? Come on, you're playing for cupcakes.
Oh, there are cupcakes involved?
Yeah, somebody's going to win a box of cupcakes.
I had no idea that's what was at stake.
Yeah, yeah.
Neither did I.
I'm starting to blank out, too, except for that one television.
Oh, it's tough, man.
I think it's a television.
I thought of one more, but only one more.
Well, the one that I came up with wasn't the one you had?
Mm-mm. No, I never heard of that.
Oh, I do. I have one. Oh, do I have one?
By the way, we're at like 17, and I guess 15 to 20.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Now I know I'm going to kick myself as soon as the titles get spit out at me.
He don't got it, Pat. What do you got?
Can I stand and say this?
Can I say it with you?
Yeah. Is it?
The.
No.
Oh. What is it?
Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Oh.
I kept thinking The Thin Red Line, but I knew it was. I knew it was in a war picture, but I knew it wasn't that one.
That's where all these people tell you an accent, sir.
The one I thought we'd say in unison and blow everybody away and it'd be a lot of fun was The Prestige.
Oh, yes, of course. That's good. But that's the prestige.
That was the prestige of the whole game. So Pat Healy and Sarah Paxton won the game.
Oh, good.
Come get your prizes. It's a Pat world. Here you go, dude. There's your cupcakes. There's your Parahoy bag and everything in it.
Thanks for bringing up a discussion about dead celebrities.
You know, Pat, the first part is
Did you think of any more from...
Oh, these people are all
from
dead.
No, not gonna
I mean, I think Edie Adams
I tried,
is still alive.
I tried.
Arnold Stang, is he
Yes,
still
Arnold Stang is probably dead, too.
He's probably dead.
Yeah, he's
probably
dead.
Milton Berle is dead. We didn't say
that.
We
said that, didn't we?
I don't think we did.
I don't know. We got a lot of them. I'm very proud of us.
I think Edie Adams is still around.
I'm proud of everything we've done here today.
Yeah.
Kristen and Sam, could you pass your name tags down in case there are shitheads written on the back for me to...
No, Gene was bold. There's no shithead.
Oh, Gene's got one. Come over. Oh, she's got it on a separate piece of paper. She just wanted to be able to get up on stage.
Do the right thing, Betsy. Let's return this. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
To whom?
Hollywood Vids.
That's not a thing.
Whoa.
They have.
All right, this is a new thing that's happening. Is people are sitting going, I'm going to watch the whole show, then decide who my shithead is, because then I can make a joke about something that's happened on the show. And I don't think that's fair. I think your shithead should be the person you walked in the door thinking, I can't wait to tell the world this person's a shithead.
So new rule, your shithead has to be on the back of your name
Betsy's
tag.
Betsy's got one.
It doesn't have to be.
Oh,
I'm not
all
gonna,
right.
I'm not going to push it that hard, but I would like it to be.
Sure.
I'm just asking.
Let's just say if you do that from this point
on,
you'll curry favor with Doug, audience members.
All right. Well, let's do the final thing we have to do, which is the plugs part. Cheap Thrills, VOD, selected theaters around the country.
Correct.
What else you got? Captain America, that little thing?
Yeah, you might want to see that. And then Draft Day, which comes out next week.
Oh, nice, with Kevin Costner. Yes. Some sort of sports thing.
Yeah, football Draft Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Football.
I'm
okay.
In that for a minute.
I thought it was curling. Sam, what do you got?
I think that people should rewatch Pulse and
if you dare,
and then episode of Veronica Mars from season 3, and then Sydney White, and of course check out Kevin Pollak's chat show every Sunday on earwolf.com.
That'd be a fun way to watch the Veronica Mars movies, to do like binge watch the entire 3 seasons and then see that. I think that'd be fun.
Actually, Pulse is it's kind of a lost episode of Veronica Mars.
Nice and try.
Thank you.
Apologies to put your hands together. And Kristen Bell, thank you for being here for your first time. When you weren't.
I'm sorry I didn't really
necessarily,
contribute.
There's no,
anything.
You contributed plenty. People are going to love it. And the kids are going to line up for even longer at Disneyland. You know that the kids wait for like 3 hours to meet a girl who's dressed like your character?
Kids are so stupid.
So
I have said this from day one.
I didn't think that's
one.
What you were going to say. I thought you were going to talk about how sweet they are and excited about Frozen and Veronica Mars and anything else we should be looking for. House of Pies.
Oh yeah, House of Lies is coming
Showtime.
Back on a Showtime. Yeah, it won't air till next January,
there's the season finale.
Finale was this past Sunday.
But there's going to be more.
There's going to be more. Yeah,
awesome. With our friend Ben Schwartz, and hopefully you'll go tell Don Cheadle how much fun you had here.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
He'll be like, but I just had a baby. Thank you guys for being here. One more round of applause for Sam Levine, Kristen Bell, Sarah Paxton, and Pat Healy. As always, my cat is a shithead. Betsy's cat is a shithead. And how dare you? Post-baby brain damage is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves